of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear children and faithful, today we celebrate this great feast day of a great and powerful angel, St. Michael the Archangel. He really is a truly great saint, and everybody would do very well to have a devotion to him. This is a lesson that we should all learn now in our lives, and we don't want to learn it the hard way. Some people had to actually learn it the hard way. One particular example of this was that of a bishop who lived in around the 709, he was in the late 600s, early 700s. His name was Aubert, and he lived in northwestern France. Well, there, in the ocean, right near the shoreline, there is a rocky island that is there. It just kind of grows up right near where the mouth of the river is, and the tide shifts so much that during low tide you can walk out to it, but during high tide it's almost impossible to get to because the water comes in so quickly and so high. And this rocky little island was known as Mount Tomb, so like the mountain tomb. And on it lived a group of people who were all pagans. While a good portion of France had become Catholic at that point, these people on this little mountain in the ocean were pagans still. And Saint Aubert, bishop of that northwestern region there, he was too busy taking care of the people on the mainland, and he didn't think much in regards to this little island. So one night, Saint Michael appears to him while he was sleeping, and wakes him up, and appears to him, and told Bishop Aubert that he wants him to move the pagans off of the island, and to build a church there dedicated to Saint Michael the Archangel. And Saint Aubert, after he sees this vision, he realizes and thinks to himself, boy, that's really going to be very tricky and very hard to do. And he didn't really want to do that too much, because it was going to be something that was going to be very difficult. So he started to trick himself. Sometimes we can do that, can't we, children? We know we're supposed to do something, but we try to make excuses and try to convince ourselves that we don't necessarily have to do it. Well, Saint Aubert kind of did that. He started to trick himself and say, maybe I didn't have a vision of Saint Michael. Maybe it was just all a bad dream. Maybe the bad cheese and the oysters that I had eaten are playing tricks on my brain when I went to sleep. And so that's what he told himself. And so he wakes up and does nothing about the vision of St. Michael. Well, St. Michael wanted to make sure to clear up that confusion, so he comes back again another time, because St. Aubert had done nothing, and he tells him the same exact request again. But even though Aubert could see that this was truly St. Michael, he still was reluctant to do anything about the message given to him, because he was afraid of what kind of repercussions it might have when he tries to kick the pagans off their land to put Christians in there and build a church. So St. Michael had to come back a third time, and this time he was angry. And he came back, and he didn't say a word to him. He looked at Bishop Aubert, he stared right into his eyes, and then he took his finger and pressed it against the top of his head. And Bishop Aubert felt this great pain in the top of his head, and he shouted out with pain in that regard, and St. Michael disappeared. And he touched the top of his head after the angel had disappeared, and realized that there was a hole that was pressed into his head. It had gone all the way through the skull on the top of his head, left over from St. Michael's finger when he pushed it. And at that point, he knew he better get moving. He better start building this church. And so he did. He was able to either convert a large number of the pagans, or the ones that didn't convert, he was able to move them off of this little island. And he built the first church there, and it became known now as Mont Saint-Michel, which still is Mount St. Michael's, which still stands to this day. And Bishop Aubert would live a most pious life after this, and one day finally be canonized as a saint. And you can actually go visit his relics, so you can see his skull, and you can actually see the hole in it from the finger of the Archangel St. Michael. Through the years, this special place in France, Mont Saint-Michel, has grown larger and larger. The church has gotten bigger and bigger, and it's finally the large monastery that is seen there to this day. And over the years, it has been a great safe haven for souls, because it's really separated from the world. It's there, and the monks can pray in the monastery without real worry from influence of the outside world coming, because it's very hard to get there if you have to go out only during low tide, and then you get cut off from the mainland when the tide comes in. And also, there's a little town on the island around it, and they too were able to practice their faith and have this safe haven separating them from the distractions of the world around them. It was not just a spiritual safe haven, but also a physical safe haven because of its location and its building up on rocks that come out of the water. It had been attacked many times, but the people had always stayed safe, and it was never conquered by anybody. And so the reason I tell you the story of the building and the little island dedicated to St. Michael is because it shows for us what a safe haven St. Michael himself can be for our souls. That's the idea that we need to take from all of that, because when we feel tempted, when we know that we're being tempted to fall into sin, it's to St. Michael that we should turn to. We should ask him for help. We should ask him for protection against the wiles of the devil. He will be our safeguard. He protects us and helps us to overcome them, no matter how strong those temptations will be. But we have to learn from St. Aubert, because we cannot delay in our turning to him. As soon as those temptations come, immediately begin your prayers. And if you do that, St. Michael will ensure that we never fall into sin if we turn to him right away for that help that we need in conquering temptation. St. Michael leads God's army against the devil. He will lead it to ultimate victory. God wins that battle. We know the ending of the story, if you will. And it's up to us, dear children, to join St. Michael's ranks. We have to be there in his army. We have to adopt him as our special intercessor. And by doing so, especially in those times of temptation, we will be victorious along with St. Michael and all the good angels. We will be victorious in loving, in serving, and in pleasing God through all our lives. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.